you know, every day you try to put a game plan together, and you try to get on base for the next guy. You know, having Ryan and Jason and Raul hitting behind me, those guys can drive in a lot of runs. So the more guys on base we have, the better opportunity we have to score some runs.
And then right behind him?
Chase, a lot of hitters, you know, talk about changing their approach with two strikes. And you hitting those two home runs tonight. How much, because your swing is so short and quick, do you have to change your approach? Are you, I mean, do you shorten up like a lot of guys do, or how do you approach it with two strikes?
Yeah, majority of the time with two strikes, I'll choke up on the bat a little bit, try to stay as short as possible. It doesn't always work out that way, but that's the goal.
If you could, that second at bat against CC, the home run, I think you were down 1-2, he throws a slider. If you could just take us through the at bat and how you got, what you hit.
I remember he was pitching me tough. He was throwing sinkers in. He was throwing sliders. You know, the approach I had, or the approach I was going to try to have against him was to try to lay off the slider, because the slider is a tough one to hit on the barrel, and try to hit his fastball. And I was able to do that. He left one kind of in the middle of the plate, and you can't miss those pitches against that type of pitcher.
Can you talk about the mindset with those at bats and late in the game when you're trying to put insurance runs on the board?
You know, I think during the postseason we realize that every run is important, especially when we're up against a team like the Yankees, who have an outstanding lineup. So obviously the two runs we had going late in the game were better than no runs, but you know, we don't take any at bats for granted. You know, we're always trying to get on base, we're always trying to score more runs, and I think that's the reason why we've been fairly successful.
Was there a time during the game, perhaps after your second home run, that you felt the place get considerably quieter?
I think so. The fans were pretty rowdy early on in the game. And during near the end of the game, I noticed some people left. It was a little bit quieter.
Chase, could you talk about what it means to get the World Series opener here? You were talking yesterday about knowing that everyone's picking the Yankees because of the history and everything, and you come in here and you win the game. And then could you also talk about what Cliff did tonight and your impressions of him?
You know, we treat every game the same, whether it's the first game or the last game. We prepare and we play hard and we play to win. And when that game's over, we'll focus on the next game. So it is nice to get off on a good start. But for us, it starts tomorrow. And Cliff was outstanding. You know, he's been outstanding all postseason. He's been outstanding the whole time. We've had him. He knows what he's doing on the mound. He works both sides of the plate. He mixes in his break and stuff. And he's a competitor. I'm definitely glad he's on our side.
And over here to the left,
Chase. How much do you personally, right here? How much do you personally embrace the role of getting this team off to such a great start on this big a stage? Last year you did it in game one in St. Petersburg, and tonight you do it again.
Well, you know, that's not your goal going into the game. Your goal is trying to put good at-bats together and see what happens. Obviously, I was able to squeak one over the fence early in the game, but it's a good feeling when you can help your team win.
Chase, hi. Your teammates told me you probably won't care about this at all, but I wanted to ask you. You are the first left-handed hitter to hit two home runs off a left-hander in a World Series since Babe Ruth did it in 1928. Does that matter to you at all? Is that something of importance?
Well, I guess that's pretty good company. But no, you know, like I said, you try to take it game to game and keep working. So no, it doesn't really matter that much.
Chase, your slugging percentage and your batting average against left-handed pitchers is actually better than against right-handed pitchers. What does that say? What's your reaction to that?
I don't know. Well, you know, over the past 3 or 4 years, I've faced a lot of left-handers, especially out of the bullpen. You know, with Ryan and I being left-handed, it seems like late in the game there's always left-handed pitchers facing us. So I think the more you face them, the more comfortable you get off them, and that's it.